Nice. Go rehab.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Awesome. Okay, so let's start this episode off. This is episode number 19 of Nice Girl Rehab with your girl Harper and your girl Tae Young in the house.
What?
Sounds like a fucking rapper name.
I know.
You should start an album. Drop an album. So this episode is called Funeral for a Friend with Girl in the Middle of Friend because we're just going to talk about the issues people have with dating. A lot of people say that true love is dead. Do you agree with that, Tay?
I don't think true love is dead. I think that might be a little dramatic.
Right.
Maybe.
Just a little. I think that, I don't even know, okay, when people say true love, I think they think of this, like, Hallmark movie version, where it's like there's one person in, like, how many billions of people who live in this world that is, like, perfect for you in all ways, and that's the only person that you should be with for the rest of your life. I don't think I believe in true love in that term, but, and true love maybe as in finding someone you connect with and you are able to build a healthy relationship out of. Yeah, I believe in that. And I think that still exists. But I think that one of the things people kind of are saying, especially now, is that it's so hard to find love because of dating apps. So we're going to just go over this in this episode and kind of talk about how we feel about using dating apps. I know you don't really have that much experience with using dating apps, but I do. So I can give that. But then also talk about that compared to doing it old school, you know, like when you would just go up to somebody and say, hey, I like you, let's go out.
Yeah, just say hi. Right? Dating apps make people so shy, I feel like. It takes away a lot of like the excitement of being like, hey, you're cute, or like, thanks. You know?
Right. Oh, and you know what? You know what? I think that when it comes to dating apps, and this is something people have always kind of talked about that's an issue, is you really only have like, what, 1 to 2 seconds to figure out whether you're interested in that person or not. And that's, you really don't have enough time to really give off an impression. Because when you're on a dating app, all you have is maybe like a 140 character bio and a picture or a couple of pictures, you know, that's different than you meeting somebody at the mall and you actually seeing them face to face, talking to them, even for a split second, you've got more of an idea of that person in reality than you do, you know, on a dating app. So I think that is a little bit different and kind of weird. Because you're just thinking, I mean, I know tons of people, like, you'll see a picture of them, and then you see them in real life, and you're like, man, you look so much better, like, face-to-face than in your picture.
Or the other way around.
Or the other way. Yeah, right. Or the other way. So it's like, damn, you looked like a completely different person. Is this the same person?
Misconception, man.
So... yeah, I can see that. I can see why people would say, you know, it's not fair because I'm on a dating app. I don't have enough way of conveying to people who I am within 1 to 2 seconds. So people aren't really getting enough time to see who I really am. On the other side of it, it's like, how many people are actually going on dating apps to find true love? You know,
well, they're not that many.
Especially Tinder. Like, most people are going on to get fucked. Like, they're not
point
thinking
blank
about, oh, this person. Right. And even so, like, they kind of do want to just see your picture. They don't really want to converse with you enough to, like, know any more about you.
No, but and then it takes away first moments too. And then someone, you know, if you match on like a site that makes you match, like, someone has to be courageous enough to say something, whether it's like a pickup line or just what's up? And then that just takes away a lot. Then if someone spills their coffee on you and then you guys fall in love.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a homosemantic. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I see, that's that whole like Hallmark thing. I could imagine that. Like some woman spilling coffee on the guy, and instead of him like cussing her out, like
it could happen,
just
though.
Bitching about getting coffee on his shirt, he's like, oh, it's okay. And then like he's like, oh, she's kind of hot, let's go talk to each other. And then they get married the next scene,
right?
But yeah, you've never, okay, so you have never used Tinder, is that, I mean, what you're saying?
I have, but no, I don't think I've really used Tinder the way that people actually use Tinder to get, I guess, per se, booty, or whatever the boys say, or girls to find love. I don't really, like, I've never really used a dating app to find love either. Like, I went to school with them, or I just met them in person.
Okay, so when you used Tinder, was it just kind of like, oh, I just want to see what this is about, not like...
I mean, yeah, it was more for fun.
Right, okay. So, and I kind of did both things. When I was in college, it was mostly, you know, I want to do this for fun to see where it goes, but then also, like, I kind of want to get some dick. And...
yeah.
But then I was in that nice girl phase, so I was kind of like, well, I want to get some dick, but he's got to, like, you know, he's got to make me his girl.
Yeah, I feel
never like happens. But yeah. And then after that, I went back on Tinder because I was like, you know, I'll give Tinder a little bit more of a chance, but this time I'll be a little bit more, like, I'll have more discretion when I'm on it. I'm not going to just swipe right on every hot guy I see. Like, if I'm reading his bio and something's off, I'm just going to swipe left on it. And I think that actually kind of worked. I think that, you know, it kind of depends on your, like, how you go into it. Like, do you have a game plan when you're going in there? Just think about, like, what you actually want. Because if you just want to have sex and you don't care, that's one thing. But if you're trying to find love, especially on something like Tinder, by the way, there are other good dating apps out there that actually weed people out, like the people who go on Tinder who just want fuck buddies. You can go on Hinge.
Yeah, like Farmers Only.
Farmers Only. You can, which I've never done this. I've never paid, mingle. But right, right. Yeah, like if that's something that's important to you and you don't want to waste your time going through tons of profiles, like fucking, you guys know, like you listen to my Tinder Hearts episodes, you know all of the like trashy, ridiculous bios I go through. And like, you don't want to have to deal with that. Just pay for a dating app, pay for like jewishmenonly.com or whatever, and like find the one that way, or go on Hinge or go on Bumble or whatever. There are so many other apps that are, I think, more designed for actually trying to find meaningful relationships.
Definitely.
But if you're going on Tinder, definitely know what you want. So if you truly want a relationship, don't swipe right on everybody. Definitely do your diligence to look up what they're saying, get a feel for them. If they seem like they're just messing around and they're just making fun of the whole thing, then you probably shouldn't swipe right on them. And I think that you probably have a better chance that way. But then, yeah, like you said, like, just fucking go out, like, get out of your house, go to, I'm not going to say go to Walmart. That's kind of like Tinder in real life.
I mean,
but
you could go to Walmart. That's
you could go to Walmart.
That's where I met my ex, at Walmart.
What? Seriously?
At the Subway at Walmart. Yeah, he made my sandwich.
What? That is so cute. Did he ask you, like, he's like, how would you like your sandwich? And you're like,
well, he talked crap on my tomatoes that I was trying to put in my ham and cheese. And so I kind of just flirted back with him. I was like, why are you talking crap on my tomato? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ask him if he had a foot long for you?
Oh my. I did not, but that's pretty good.
See, you could, there's so much more you could do with that. Like, just go to Walmart. There you go. Go to Walmart
Give yourself a
and literally
sandwich.
I think at a Subway, you go in the Subway, just be kind of creepy and hang out in there the whole day. You can go to Walmart and just hang out in one aisle and pretend like you're looking at something. And then if some cute guy comes around or cute girl, just like pretend to knock something over in their direction. Even if they're like on the other side of the aisle, just throw it over
Yeah,
close to
I
them
was
and
gonna
be
say,
like, oops.
throw it at him.
And then just like walk over there and have a conversation. You know, you don't, it doesn't have to be spontaneous. Okay.
Gosh, I'm
You
so
can
sorry. Are
like,
you okay?
I accidentally knocked this Bisquick in your face.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I think that, I don't think that, you know, people are doomed because we're playing with Tinder app or dating apps or whatever. But then again, I think I'm the same with you. I've never had a serious relationship through dating apps. All of my long-term relationships I've ever had were, it was actually kind of like a thing where it's like you know someone who knows someone,
Yeah.
right? Like you have like a friend group, and the friend that you have has a buddy of theirs that likes you, and you guys start talking. That's usually what happens for me. So it's kind of more of like a, you're associated in a group of friends,
Yeah.
and because you all know each other, you kind of develop some kind of relationship. So I guess, I mean, that would be kind of hard for people who just really don't make friends that easily. And I can understand that. So in that way, I could see why people would turn to dating apps for that, because it's hard, like, to have friends, especially like a group of friends you're hanging out with more, especially when you get older. Like, that's easy to do when you're in high school or college, but after college, it's like, I want to be around people. Want to be at home, you know?
Yeah, I feel.
So I'm going to tell you guys this story. I told you, Tay, I told you about this story already, but it's still fucking terrible. Just like one of the situations you find yourself in when you go on Tinder, out of all of the things you could find yourself in. And people have probably already known about this. It's kind of an old story at this point. Everything on the internet just goes so fast. It's like it's old news in one day. But I was like driving home and on the radio, I think it was like the Ryan Seacrest show, and they were talking about this woman, and I believe she's from Leeds. So this is in the UK. But she basically was on Tinder, talked to this guy, and they'd been talking for a couple of weeks, and he actually, they started talking on WhatsApp, and she was like, you know, just having a conversation. And all of a sudden he's like, hey, I want to take you out. And she's like, oh, awesome. Like he's actually going to take me out on the date. This is going somewhere. And he's like, well, you know, I'm going to take you out. I want it to be a surprise, but you have to bring a black dress. And she's like, oh, that's kind of sinister, joking. And he's like, I just don't want to ruin the surprise. Just bring a black dress. So she's thinking like, oh, this is going to be fancy. He's going to take me out to some nice dinner, some kind of formal that I got to get dressed up for. So she's ready. And I think everybody knows where this is going, but she's down. She's ready for it. And okay, so day comes for the date. He comes to pick her up. He's dressed up. He's nice. They're in the car. And she says she actually had messaged her friends after the fact, and this is how it got around, because the friend posted it on Twitter and basically told her friend that she was in the car and they were driving down this road, and she was just thinking, where are we going? Like this is like not an area that I thought we would be in. And all of a sudden she sees the sign come up on the left side that says crematorium. And she's just thinking, what the fuck? Like, what is going on? And she's like, she just thought that they were going to drive on. And then he stops and starts to turn. And she's like, what's wrong? Is there something wrong with the car? Why are we stopping here? And he's like, no, I'm taking you to my funeral, my grandmother's funeral. And if I didn't tell you, then if I told you, you probably wouldn't go with me. And I need someone to go. And at that point, it's not like she could have just like dropped out of the car. Like, she's just like already there. And she was like, I didn't know what to do. I stayed for the service.
Oh gosh.
So she walks in and people are bawling, obviously, because this lady's dead, his grandmother. And apparently the story was that he had told his family he had a girlfriend and he was living with this girlfriend for a long time and they wanted to see her. And before the funeral, his girlfriend broke up with him. And the family was like, we really want to meet your girlfriend. Can you please bring her to the funeral? So he's like, I got to get somebody. And he found her. So she is the replacement for his girlfriend. Doesn't know him at all. And walks into this, people fucking bawling. I don't know if anybody's been to a funeral before, but it's not sexy. It doesn't really turn you on. Like, there's like nothing there that really just kind of makes you think, wow, this is an awesome thing to be at, you know? Maybe beside, like, the food is great, I guess, but especially like walking into a wake, which she didn't do, I'm glad, because that'd be even more awkward, but you're at a wake and literally the body is like right in the middle of the room. It's like so fucking awkward. So she stays at the service and obviously pissed off, but really like confused and like, I don't know what to do. I'm just wondering what these conversations with the parents were like. I would have probably just like, I don't know, made up some kind of story about how I like we've been together for a long time or something. But after that, she left, obviously, and never messaged him back. He messaged her and said, hey, thank you for coming. It was really hard for me. Oh, by the way, before they left, like, he left with her bawling, so he was crying.
It was getting worse and worse.
Yeah. So, obviously, after this whole ordeal, she was like, I had to just stop talking to him because it was awkward. And I learned my lesson, and I don't think I'm ever going to do this again. So I think at this point, people know that there is a possibility that you could get wrapped up in something pretty terrible in terms of, like, I don't know. Do you think that this would fly in a real life scenario?
I mean,
I honestly just...
Isn't it a real life scenario?
It is, but it's like, do you think that like somebody could get away with that if they were like talking to each other the whole time in real life, like without like the phone? I mean, let's say this happened in like the 1970s before people were actually using phones a lot. Like, do you think if he said, like, do you think he could get away with that? I'm just thinking about that. Like, would he be able to say, hey, I mean, he'd have to talk to her all day. Like, he'd have to come to her place and talk to her or talk to her on the phone.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like he could.
Yeah, maybe.
But it might be a little bit harder. I don't know. Either way, it's fucked up. It's
diabolical.
Like, it's absolutely diabolical. And I'm just kind of like, I know that he's kind of like upset and shit, and probably a lot of things were happening. His poor grandmama died, his girlfriend left him, trying to cheer himself up a little bit. But at the same time, dude, like, you just put this girl in the most uncomfortable position she could ever be in her life.
Yeah, like, women aren't a Toys R Us. You can't just go and like be like, oh, replacement, like, off the shelf. But I mean, kudos to her, like, she stayed and, like, was there for him. Like, she probably, like, held him and pat him on the back while everyone's saying, and, I mean, she stayed.
Yeah, that's a true testament to this girl, because I don't know what I would have done. I mean, I probably could have stayed, but then, like, she just seemed really nice and pretty chill about it, despite the fact that she was lied to and brought to this place, but yeah, kudos to her. I don't know what her name is, but if you're listening to this, I just want to say I'm sorry, and I hope that you never have to be forced to go to a funeral ever again. Unless it's your own. In that case, you might have to go. But...
Yeah. You might have to go, but...
Yeah, so... I don't know. What are the... So the pros of dating apps. You get laid faster. That's for sure.
Because
you got, like...
For sure.
Especially as a woman. Like, as a woman, you get, like, hit up all the time. So if you're, like, a mildly attractive woman on a dating app, you're guaranteed to get something.
You go get some.
Right. You're guaranteed. Or your money back. Which you didn't pay. Because you don't pay for dating apps as a female. One of the perks, I guess. Of having a vagina. But, yeah. So, you don't pay. And, like, you get all these hits and stuff. So, you're bound to get somebody. Because... with a dating app, it's just easier to talk to tons of people in a short amount of time, or at least to connect with tons of people in a short amount of time. It may not be like, you know, it may be shallow connections, but at least you're being brought to people, even people that are like a little further away from your locale. You know what I mean? Like they might have like a thing where it's like, oh, you can meet people within 12 mile radius or whatever. So like you get more coverage,
yeah,
if you will, of the amount of people compared to just meeting someone, you know, at your local Dairy Queen or whatever. But so that's a plus. That's definitely a plus. You have more chances to fail, but you have more chances to succeed as well. What would be another pro of dating app?
I mean, if you're shy, that could be right. A pro for shy people.
Right, like you got like you're really anxious, yeah. And you're reserved, or you just don't have a lot of friends. Dating apps can actually be really cool for you, because you can actually get to know people and actually test out, you know, your terrible jokes, or like test out things that you probably wouldn't say to somebody face to face. And if they actually like it, then that's something that can help you out with your social anxiety. So that's a plus. It's a plus. Wait, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, and also, like, don't they have dating apps where they'll, like, match your profile, for, like, you put in likes and dislikes and stuff like that, and they'll match you with someone?
Yeah, so, things like, I mean, most of them kind of do something like that, but I would say probably, like, eHarmony, things that you might have to pay for, or just pay extra for. It actually has features like you can put in what your likes, dislikes are, things like that. Hinge actually is free, and that one is a different platform, the way that it's made. So it's more like I kind of compare it to Facebook a little bit, kind of like you're putting down unique things about yourself as well as your bio. So your bio is not just a bunch of words. It's mostly like unique things, facts about yourself. It's pictures. It's like what you desire in relationships, everything like that. So you take more time to talk about yourself. And then in a way, people who are attracted to those same interests will come to you. You know what I mean? But eHarmony and stuff like that, I think those are the ones where it's like you pay for it, you do this whole questionnaire, it's kind of like a personality test, and then like it matches you to people who are like similar to you.
Yeah, that's cool.
In terms of that, so that is actually pretty effective. And I have a cousin actually who got married last year to his wife, and they actually met on eHarmony, so it seems like it works.
Yeah,
that might be something that you want to do.
Maybe. I think my dad actually met, I think it was match.com, met his wife, and
oh, yeah.
They have a son, and they're all happily married for like a while now. So
wow. Yeah, see, I feel like some of that stuff works. Like if you're actually paying for it, I think that you're gonna get a little bit more, it's gonna be more tailored to you. And actually kind of like back in the day where people would go to these dating companies and do the same thing. They would go to the place and then do like a questionnaire, and then these dating experts would find matches through their database and then match you up on dates. So it's kind of like that, only, you know, it's online now, so you just pay for it. It's pretty much the same service, so I think that's pretty cool. But I think, yeah, that's like, those are some good alternatives for people who really just aren't good at communicating in real life. Like, they're just really shy, don't have a lot of friends. Also, I mean, I hate to say it, but if you're the type of person who just is really not conventionally attractive, like, maybe it's better for you to, I don't know, like, go on a dating app and pay, or maybe go on a dating app for people who are in your interest, or maybe not even go on a dating app, like, go on a forum. You could go on Reddit and possibly meet somebody and fall in love with them. So just kind of talking through communities like that would be just as good, I think, as a dating app.
Or like video games.
Video games, yeah.
Definitely.
I'm just wondering how many people marry through video games.
I mean, I know of one definitely that met on Call of Duty.
See, there you go. I mean, like, not everybody shouting and calling each other the N-word. Like, there's some people are actually having conversations. I mean, do they still do that?
I know my roommate be like having full conversations with people, and I'll hear his tone change. He'll be like, "I'm good. How are you?"
It's like, who the fuck are you talking to? I don't know. I don't play video games. My brother played them. So I definitely heard him shouting in his room countless times. And just, you know, hearing those little kids shouting shit like, "Oh, your fucking mom. Who fucked your mom last night?"
Oh my God. I mean, what the hell? I've had guys like say some like stupid shit like, "Oh, your roommate sounds hot," and I'm like, okay, first of all, who sounds hot? But nothing ever, like, they'd be like, "Yo, and they fucked my mom." Jeez.
It's like, damn.
Like, why do you know my mom? If you...
I don't even know if you know the concept of sex yet.
Hello.
Hey, had a little pee break. We're back. some technical difficulties, but we used that as a pee break. So we were talking about the cons of using dating apps to try and find relationships or try to get into relationships. And one of the things that I was talking about was, I mean, there are the obvious things that people point out all the time. It's too shallow. You don't have enough time to really get to know the person. And the fact that when I was in college, could be just the demographic that I was looking for, my age at the time. But I noticed that a lot of the guys were just swiping right on every girl that they would see. So it was kind of like every guy that I would swipe right on would like match with me. It didn't matter. Like, I could literally do the same thing and keep swiping right, and every guy would match with me. So it was just kind of like, you know, you sure as hell know that you don't like me. Anyway, it was one of those things. So I could see how that's frustrating, because especially if you don't want the bullshit and you're trying to cut the bullshit out, and there's people who are just swiping right just because, it does get kind of annoying. But I don't know. What are some other cons? There's so many, really.
There honestly is.
I mean, the cons are, if you are going on a dating app looking for serious relationships, it's kind of like any real life encounter with dating. You have to basically have boundaries. You have to know what you want. And if you're looking through people's profiles, you've got to kind of decide for yourself whether this person's right for you, and if you want to take the time to talk to them and develop a relationship. Another thing I'll say, which happened to me as well, going on dating apps, like I said, you are introduced to so many more people and you have so many more options than you would if you were in a situation where you're just in a friend group or something. So that actually does lead to dating burnout. That's like a real thing. It's something that I actually went through not too long ago, because it's like, if you're matching with so many people and going out on dates with like at least two people a week, maybe even more. Some people are probably going out on dates like 5 times a week. God. That's fucking draining. It's almost like going on job interviews every week.
Yeah.
That's fucking exhausting. And I would suggest that if you find yourself doing that, you probably should take a break. Maybe only go on a date maybe every once in 2 weeks, like a bi-weekly thing or something. If you find that you're just like going on dates and really like exhausted and not really wanting to talk to them, like don't waste your time, don't waste their time. Just like take some time for yourself and don't turn dating into like a job. That's when it gets bad. It gets bad whenever dating turns into a job. So yeah, I think we covered some pretty good things about that one. So like, what are the pros? We've already talked about the pros with old school. Old school is just kind of like, they're there. You get what you get. Like, yeah, first impressions can be wrong, but for the most part, human beings are pretty good at reading body language. We're pretty good at understanding within the first couple seconds, looking at somebody's face, looking at like how they talk, the way that they're talking with us, like whether we like them or not. So I think that you get a little bit more the first time you're around somebody than you would.
You get like the full dose, probably, like more of the full right. dose, the true right. dose.
And the fact that like you are already kind of doing the hard part, like you're already meeting each other face to face, like got that part done. So other than that, it's like you can either not talk to them or you can continue to talk to them, but it's just kind of like, you know, you're not thinking about, oh, like I'll meet up with this person and it won't be the person who I've seen in the pictures, or like you've probably seen this person at maybe their best or their worst when you're meeting them face to face. And more than likely, I mean, unless it's like that situation at Walmart or like Subway or something like that, more than likely, you're probably like talking to someone who is within a friend group or someone who like your friends know or your family knows. I don't know, like you might be acquainted in another way. So it's just a little bit more comfortable that way. And if your family trusts them or if your friends trust them, then it's going to make it a little bit easier for you to decide whether you want to be, you know, in a relationship with them or not. Plus, actually, with someone face-to-face, I think that they're held more accountable for their actions.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just thinking about that because it's like, you know, someone's an asshole to you face-to-face, you can actually kind of confront them a little bit more than you can if they're like just being an asshole online. It's not like you could just try to stalk them, but why would you do that? You just leave it alone. You're like, bye, whatever. If someone's an asshole to you in your face, you just could be like, what the fuck, why are you being such an asshole? You know, like just like talk to them and just be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but then again, like, I guess some people are shy, so maybe that's why they're, like, I'll go on Tinder or Hinge, because if they're, like, an asshole, then they don't have to just, like, either be, like, why are you such an asshole, or just, like, quietly, like, retreat, be, like, okay.
Go back into their hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like we said before, like the pro of dating apps is like you've got social anxiety. Let's say that you, because there are quite a bit of people who are autistic too, and like people who have autism have a hard time dealing with social cues and like being socially communicative. So like in that way, yeah, dating apps probably would help you out more if you do have some kind of behavioral disorder or something like that. Or if you, yeah, like if you're just really shy, painfully shy. Face-to-face, the cons of face-to-face is, yeah, if you are that type of person, you're going to have a fucking panic attack. Like, you're probably not going to meet anybody because, like, trying to talk to somebody face-to-face does require some kind of confidence. And, yeah, like, I don't know what it's like to be a guy, but I can imagine, because, I mean, I have gone up to people, too, and kind of initiated conversations. And it's scary because nobody likes rejection. And when you're rejected in your face, in public, that's scary. That's so fucking scary. So I can only imagine what that's like for, you know, guys who are socially conditioned to come up to a girl first. And then she's like, ew, no. Or like just leaves, just walks away from him. Like, that's crazy. You know, this is hard to deal with. So yeah, like face to face is very scary, you know, especially now. Most people don't really have like, most people aren't as suave nowadays.
I mean, some people can be pretty suave. I mean,
right. I
some people are courageous.
Some people.
It's kind of funny. Some people.
Yes.
I was pretty courageous with my ex. I just decided to give him, well, I didn't give it to him, but I gave him my number, and I was just like, I'm going to do it.
You know what? Another thing you could do that I've done and actually does work, if you're a shy person and you like someone, and if you're in a restaurant, okay, and you have a waiter or a waitress that you think is hot, just leave your fucking phone number on the receipt.
Yes.
Leave your phone number on the receipt. And I swear to God, I did that once and the dude texted me. So it works. Make sure you give him a tip, though. Don't just leave your number as the tip. That's an asshole move. Don't do that. Definitely tip your servers. They work hard. But give them the tip and the tip of your dick with that number.
I'm kind of jealous. I've done that like 3 times and no one's ever texted me.
Wait, what? Seriously?
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Okay, maybe it doesn't work all the time. I was honestly surprised because I didn't think it was going to work. I've heard it so many times from people saying like, yeah, like this girl left her number on the receipt or like, you know, whatever. I've had that happen to me too because I used to work in the service industry. And I had someone give me their number and I didn't text them. So I was just thinking, they're not going to text me. They're just going to be like, oh, this fucking bitch is like giving me her number. I'm not going to text her. Seriously, like he texted me. I mean, he wasn't all that great. He was kind of like a frat guy. So I was like, eh, I'm not into this. But it worked for me. So, I mean, maybe just like go to every fucking Chili's, Applebee's, Cracker Barrel that you can find and just give out your number breakfast time. That's when I did it at breakfast. So maybe people are happier at breakfast. Just go breakfast time and give out your number and maybe you'll meet somebody that way. But that's like a real life experience that you don't really have to talk to them with, you know, like you're just telling them what you want, but then you can give them your number and you can talk through technology, but you meet them out in the real world. So that works.
I mean, yeah, you guys already met. So I mean, that's out of the way too.
Right. Right. So yeah, I think there are options. There are definitely, because of technology, there are more options. It's so much more efficient and easier to meet hundreds upon hundreds of people that you probably would never come in contact with in the old days, and keep in contact with them too. Like, you can keep in contact with your ex from like 5 years ago if you really wanted to. I don't know why you would, but you can. And you know everything about them.
You definitely can.
So that's actually really amazing. But I don't know. Again, I don't even know if I can weigh this in, because I feel like there's, on both sides, there's so many good and bad things about meeting someone face to face compared to meeting someone on a dating app. Which one do you think should win?
Oh, we're doing a contest of winning or losing. I honestly, I don't know. It kind of, they weigh in kind of both at the same weight, because to me, face to face is just like, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like, honestly, okay, I take that back. I feel like face to face has to win it, because just when you meet someone through a dating app, just it takes away from things that you could like have when you meet someone face to face, like first moments, and then, you know, you might have like an expectation of like what you want from them, and then they don't, like, you know, they don't exceed your expectations, and then you're disappointed. I don't know. I'm gonna like kind of trump the meeting people through dating apps, because I've never really had a good experience with meeting someone through a dating app. So
I would say, I would agree with you, and I'm gonna say old school trumps the new school for sure. But this is my experience, because I've actually done dating apps, and I'd say in terms of like relationships, like finding someone who would be your quote unquote true love, I think dating apps don't work unless you're paying for them. That's my opinion. But I've met some really cool people who are just friends with me, who I still talk to, that I've met on dating apps. So like just being friends with someone, or like relationships in that way. Yeah, internet is awesome. Like, I met some really cool people online or through dating apps. With like relationships, like you said, most of my true relationships have been through like face-to-face interaction. So I haven't really gotten much success with dating apps, other than like fuck buddy type thing. So I'll have to say, yeah, I'd have to say old school. Other people might say different, because I think we might be the type of people who are more social, because people who aren't social would say, no, I don't want to talk to someone face to face. I have anxiety.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm going to give this is going to be an open-ended question. I think for this episode, for both of us, old school wins. But I want people to actually message me and send me in their thoughts, because I think quite a few people actually do benefit from dating apps, and I want to hear from them. So I'm going to welcome anybody who's listening to this episode to text me, to write to me, email me. So I have an Instagram. It's at nicegirlrehab. And I also have an email, nicegirlrehab@gmail.com. And I have my number on my Instagram for people to text and write in questions. And if I get enough people to write in questions, then I can do some listener questions and answers. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what you think about it. And I think that this is the end of this episode. Thank you so much, Taeyoung.
It was a pleasure. Thank
you. Yes. So yeah, we're done with this episode. So you can catch my episodes every Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, follow me on Instagram, email me, give me your stories, your questions. I may be able to answer them, possibly. I also still have my co-host application open. I actually extended it until December 31st because I kind of didn't want to do anything with it right now. So you still have time to apply and be like, Taeyoung is on this episode because she wanted to do one with me, and she's here now. And we did an amazing episode together. So if you want to do that, we could definitely do that. So yeah, I will see my beautiful babes next week on another installment of Nice Girl Rehab. Good night.
Good night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.